My name is Olawoyin Olamide Samuel, a crowned congenital performer. In this podcast, I will be taking your ears on a sensational journey of storytelling of popular and not so popular folk tales from African mythology. These are tales passed down by our ancestors. So let's take a tour to the moon for a tale. Welcome to another episode of Story of the Gods. On this episode, I will be taking your ears on a journey into the ancient kingdom of Benin to learn of the tale of Imoto, the King Savior. Woman. Her name was Waraye. She was married off to a chief at a very young age to be the second wife to an old chief. The chief was so happy to get a beautiful young woman as wife, and he could not believe his luck. He doted on Waraye and provided her with all she wanted. In no time, the chief's love for his new wife wore off, because she could not handle any domestic chores and was also barren. The chief's first wife handled all the cooking, chores, and gave birth to healthy children. Waraye became a castaway in the household and was nicknamed Emoto, which means lazy bones. However, in spite of all these bad attributes, Emoto had a good side. She made the best evabari, a soup seasoning made from fermented melon seeds. She could also make good herbal products and spin threads from cotton balls. She set up a stall in the Oba market and started selling her wares. Not long after this, her husband, the chief, died. Being a childless widow, she was not allowed to stay in her husband's house and was asked to leave. Emoto had nowhere to go, as she could not go back home as her parents had died of old age. She built a small hut right beside her stall in the market and made it a new home. Her stall and home were close to the entrance of the market. Due to Emoto's accommodating nature, mothers would leave their children with her while they go into the market to buy and sell their wares. In no time, her hut became a makeshift daycare for children of the market women. Emoto took care of the children without charging a dime. She did it so well that people often find it hard to believe that she herself never had her own children. During that period, there was a coup in the palace. Prince Wafiukun forcefully took over the throne from his elder brother, while the dethroned king, Obaiwari, fled for his life. The Oba left the kingdom for another, but still paid a secret visit to the kingdom to see his allies, as they planned to take his throne back from his autocratic brother. On one of such visits, one of Prince Wafiukun's spies saw the dethroned king and went to the palace to report. The king stood up, shook himself, and immediately called for a manhunt of his brother. As the exiled king fled for his life, he stumbled into the house of Emoto. Emoto was shocked to see the king all bloody and famished. She welcomed him into a house and took good care of him. She dressed his wounds, offered him a warm bed and a delicious meal. She went a step further by agreeing to accommodate the king till he took back his throne and help him accomplish his quest. During Obaiwari's first night at Imutun's house, his power-drunk brother, Prince Iwufa of Yokun, commanded his army to raid the village in search of the fleeing king. A little bird had whispered in the tyrant's ears that Obaiwari is still in the village. He charged his army not to relent until they bring him Iwari's head. All the huts in the village were searched that night, including Emotel's. Fortunately, she had gotten wind of the search and had cleverly snuck the king out to another hut in the vicinity till the raiders passed. Some of the villagers also helped the king and Emotel, warning him about the betrayal of some of the chiefs whom he thought were his allies. They hid him well, taking care of him and supporting him. One fateful day, Prince Wafui ordered all his troops to search for the Oba again. After another spy made a report, he was getting desperate. So desperate, he ordered all the palace troops out as well. Obaiwari saw his chance and took it. He knew his brother was defenseless in the palace. While the search was going on, he slipped out again, passing another route, a secret pathway he knew the army would not take. He snuck into the palace and battled with his nemesis. No one was there to defend the tyrant king, and Iwari killed him. He won the fight and took back his throne. The news of the Oba's feat got around and the people were happy. When the news reached Emotel, she sent a messenger to the palace to tell the Oba to stay put there to consolidate his hold while she calls up on the gods, invoking the spirits to help Iwari win the love and support of the people. After a few days, everything went back to normal and Iwari was crowned once again as the Oba of Benin Kingdom. The people of the kingdom were so happy. They hated Prince Waifukon's reign as it brought untold hardship to them. They were glad to have their king back. The kingdom was filled with jubilation, feasting, and merrymaking. The bad chiefs who betrayed Obaiwari were brought to justice as well. The kingdom of Benin flourished once more under the reign of Obaiwari. To show his appreciation, Obaiwari appointed Emotel as the Yeki, which means the leader of the authorized Ekpate Guild. The Ekpate Guild is tasked with seeing to the security matters in the market and enforcing market rules. Emotel died not too long after Obaiwari's victory and his accession to the throne. The king decreed that she should be buried in a hut, and an Ihuri tree was planted on her grave. The tree survived for about 300 years before it fell and another one was planted in its place. The king also ordered her deification as the conscience of justice to honor her spirit. Emotel, the king savior. And that's all for this episode. Remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now, but I will see you on the next episode of Story of the Gods from Jamit.fm.